He said China continues to create huge waves in the international meat market.
We've heard a lot about pork over the last couple of years. They had some disease problems. They became a record importer of pork in terms of volumes. Never has a country imported so much. Now it looks like this is playing out on the beef side. In terms of direct imports last year, almost reached 300,000 tons. That was about 375% what they imported in 2012. Now, that's from all sources. That's not just not U.S., of course. The U.S. does not have access to that market. And this import surge of beef continued in quarter one. It's a year-on-year 44% increase. Australia, Uruguay, New Zealand benefiting from that demand growth.
And he said it's hard to believe beef demand has grown that much, but it is very strong in China.
Our exporters definitely want access to the market. I don't have any details on when that might be. After a high-level agreement was announced late last year that U.S. beef would re-enter the market this year, there's been work on both sides toward reaching agreement, but the schedule is still unclear.
And while pork production in that country is growing, so is demand. And thus, he said, U.S. exports to China has done fairly well given our high prices.
So we remain somewhat optimistic about our pork exports to China this year, but we're still going to call it flat because of the competition from Europe.
Now, in Japan, U.S. beef exports continue to do very well, up about 20% for the first quarter of this year. And while pork exports had tapered off a bit over the past couple of years, they have also performed very well in the first quarter of this year.
Our forecasts for the end of this year have us up again quite substantially, but we think we'll be up 6% for the year. So in 2 years, because of this increased market access, we will have grown by $500 million. So it's just an indicator of how important market access is. I'd also say, you know, despite a very difficult pork market, and Japan is going through PEDV as well, which has seen its carcass prices spike, we're benefiting on the chilled side. And our chilled exports to Japan in the first quarter are happening at a record pace.
But when it comes to the overall picture for the Asian-Pacific region, Haggard said while there are indications of good demand, the U.S. still faces competition from other countries trying to get their meat products in that region, too. For more details, go to usmef.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.